Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Mr. Mike, and you are listening to my gaming audio podcast, the Games Attack Audiocast, here on the Juju2Cast Network. This is episode 320, folks, calling this one Crackdown Gaming. On today's episode, we will talk about the games that I played in the past week, the games that I will be getting ready for, because I am going to be playing a few games, getting ready for this inevitable Crackdown 3, which is coming this, the 15th here in February. It's already February the 15th, and Crackdown 3 is coming. That will be my end-of-the-year game purchased, or my game purchase until the end of summer or start of fall or something. We'll talk more about that. And then the Games Talk News, that is the Games Talk News portion of the show, which will be the longest part of the show because we got a lot of Games Talk to talk about. All this on this episode of the Games Attack Audiocast. So let's push those buttons and start the show. Hey everybody, it is I, of course, Mr. Mike. How's it going? Oh, it's going good on this Monday afternoon as you guys are hearing this podcast. So, why don't we get into what we always talk about, gaming? Mainly because, what's coming out this week, at the end of this week, that I, Mr. Mike, have already pre-ordered and will be getting from my local Best Buy. Well, at least when I'm coming on the way home, I'm coming from that local Best Buy. I am picking up my own copy of Crackdown 3 for the Xbox One, which, you know, it's an Xbox One exclusive, because I don't think they got Crackdown 3 coming out for PC or anything like that. I think it's just for Xbox One, and that is it, because it's a Microsoft game. And I cannot wait. I was playing a little bit of the original Crackdown from Real Time Worlds and, you know, Microsoft back in the day, which you also had that pre-order code for Halo 3 beta. If you guys remembered, that's when most of us started playing Crackdown. When we first played Crackdown, said, oh, this is the shit. This is back on the Xbox 360, mind you. So, they had that free. It might still be free. I haven't checked. I can't check, actually, because I already own it and I already downloaded it. But keep checking. It might be free all the way up to the launch of the Crackdown 3 for the Xbox One. And they don't promote it very well, but you can just go into the Microsoft Store on your Xbox Ones and stuff and go search Crackdown. Just type in Crackdown and it should be there and it should say, you know, free or something, or go on, click on it again before, when you purchase it, it should say free on there. So go ahead, get it. It's a free game. Why not? You know, I always say, if there's a free game and it seems like it's interesting or you might want to play it someday, just click on it and get it. You don't have to download it. You're always going to cancel your downloads. That's what I usually do with most games. When the free games of gold are out, I click on them. I purchase them, and then when my Xbox One starts to, you know, download and install them, I just click cancel, and I'll resume. I can do it down the road to install these games, but I own them. After you purchase them, you own them, so you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good to have, and because I'm going to be a Xbox Live Gold member for all of my end of days until they decide that there's not going to be Xbox Live or Xbox Live Gold anymore down the road, but pretty much I'm going to be an Xbox Live Gold member until, as long as they still have that service. And as long as I can continue to get my games for free from it and all that fun stuff, I will continue to support, pay my yearly subscriptions and stuff like that and get free games. And it doesn't matter if they're good or bad or what. If it seems like something I might have actually play down the road or somebody else might want to play down the road, I'll get them. It doesn't take up no space on my hard drive, especially when you don't install them. And it's good to see a list of over 400 digital titles on my Xbox One. But it doesn't mean I don't go out and purchase physical games. Like I always say, if it's a game that I know I'm going to be playing, that I want to support and stuff, and if I'm going to spend $60 on a game and I'm not going to get Game Pass, at least not yet, down the road maybe, but right now I'm still going to continue to buy my physical games because I'm crazy like that. But until the time when it's all more, when we come to a future where it's like, okay, this is going to be a good future for all digital console, where I don't have to worry about my games or anything, that's the time when I'm just going all digital and I get Xbox Game Pass and stuff like that. Or if they start doing the Xbox Game Pass with PC games that you can get for free and stuff, or cross-play games where, well, they do have cross-play games from there, but games that, oh, if you buy, get Game Pass, you can, they're going to have their Xbox or their Xbox Windows store where you can get your games for free from Windows with partners and stuff like that. So, you know, then I'll play more PC games that way, and then I'll get Game Pass, and then I'll get my games more so for free and get them more digital instead of physical. But I'm always a person that believes in physical copies of titles of games and movies and stuff like that. And, you know, the exception would be MP3s, because MP3s are easily purchased and you can download them anywhere. Movies, they're stuck to a certain device or a certain application, and if that app goes away or your device goes away or something goes away, your license goes away, you just don't own it. You just don't own it. Same with games. You can, they can be registered or something, and then once they're disregistered and you can't, sometimes you won't be able to, they say you can download them still, but look at what happened to the Wii and the Wii shop and all that. That is now done and gone. So, you know, all those people that have the Wii games and Wii U games and the Nintendo Wii shop is now dead and gone. And you can't purchase any more Wii title or Wii shop titles or download your Wii titles at all. Meaning, oh, the service is gone. Like, they're not going to even let you continue to download your titles that you already purchased from there. It's just, no, they're gone. If you don't have them downloaded now, they're gone. They're gone. And it sucks. And all digital future sounds like a shitty, sucky place to be in. Because, you know, it's like, well, maybe sometimes you can't get these titles anymore ever again. And it's really bad on that notion. And I just don't support it. But the whole thing is, I am very much ready for Crackdown 3. And I am getting a physical copy of it. Plus, I'm getting a cool steel case that's coming with it from Best Buy. So when I go pick that bad boy up, I get the game, I get the steel case, whoopee-doo-dah. But it's cool. Sure, I'm spending $65, $65-something on the game, but who cares? It's a game that I want to play, and I am going to do that. So don't judge me, because I love this. I love Crackdown. Watch my video of the original Crackdown. You'll see me just having fun with and without enemies, you know, in it. And playing with my friend, Dr. Dre. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a definite fun game. I'll talk more about Crackdown 3 in a little bit. And, how about the games that I am playing now or have been playing? And some of them I've been playing, trying to, you know, catch up a little bit, because Crackdown 3 is coming out this week. I want to see if I can get at least one of these games done, and I don't know if I will or not, but I will try. I will try, because I don't want to build up my catalog and have all these half-unfinished games. Kingdom Hearts 3 I'm working on. I am still planning that, having fun with that. I just got Monsters, Inc. World, where we were in the Monster Factory, or whatever it was called. The Factory, the Monster Scream Factory. Just did that world. Now I'm back in the, what do they call it? Oh, shoot, what is that called? I'm thinking of it. It's on the top of my thing. It's where the Ratatouille thing is. If you guys are starting to play Kingdom Hearts 3, or if you are playing or have played Kingdom Hearts 3, you would know what I'm talking about. It's the Ratatouille level. I forgot what it's called, though. The town. I'm going back to see Merlin, or whatever his name is, to get my next mission or whatever, I guess. to have a chat to continue the story. So I left off there, and for now, I won't be playing Kingdom Hearts 3. I went back to Red Dead Redemption 2. So played a lot of Kingdom Hearts. I'm actually surprised on how far I got into Kingdom Hearts 3, because I remember, I think, back in the original Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2 days, I didn't get that far. But with Kingdom Hearts 3, I feel like I'm going to actually continue, and eventually beat this game, because it seems really cool. Having a blast in it, and yeah, it is fun. And I'm really hoping that the rumors that I've been hearing, and I don't know where they came from, and I don't know if I just want to see some more confirmation down the road. I might have to look it up down the road and see if Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5, which is 1 and 2, plus all the other games in the Kingdom Hearts series, will be coming eventually to the Xbox One as a games serve, you know, as a game box. So let me see here. Will Kingdom Hearts, I'm going to look it up right now, 1.5 and 2.5 be coming to Xbox One. It's hard to type and talk at the same time. I don't know why. Coming to Xbox One. Here we go. E3 2018, Kingdom Hearts 3 director on potential for DLC 1.5 plus 2.5. Oh, they're talking about Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC, but I'm not worried about Kingdom Hearts DLC, 3 DLC right now, but 1.5 and 2.5 collection coming to Xbox One will be accumulation of every Kingdom Hearts game that has come before, and while it's leading to a very international story, its developers are open to expanding the game with DLC after launch. Let's see here. Will the Kingdom Hearts collections come to Xbox One? I guess they might, because we can't play the previous installments. And I would like, especially after I beat Kingdom Hearts 3, you know, I don't need them right now for the other Kingdom Hearts games, but eventually, if Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 do end up coming to the Xbox One, I will go back to those games and complete them. You know, I will go back and play all those Kingdom Hearts games and complete them and have some fun beating them. And, you know, that would be good, you know, going backwards into the story and playing them and remembering how weird and shitty they were back in the days. But having a blast. The realism, the awe-inspiring visuals of Kingdom Hearts 3 with all the in stuff. And you can tell, you know, when they got all the Pixar stuff going on in there and the Disney stuff, they actually got the assets from Disney to do that stuff. And even though they had to tweak a few things here and there, but they got them dead on with that stuff. That looks so beautiful in the game. I'm really proud and happy about Kingdom Hearts 3. I think they did an excellent job, and I hope it sells even more gangbuster like, you know, out there. People gotta get recognized and play this thing. I know it's Disney, but it also has Final Fantasy in there and shit. It's just one of those things where, come on, get your inner child out. And it's pretty complicated. It can get pretty complicated. So it takes some brain power to play some Kingdom Hearts 3. I can tell you that. So, but it's fun as hell. Definitely happy of playing on my Xbox One, but I'm taking a little hiatus because I'm playing this game right now. I just been playing it yesterday a lot, and I'm going to be playing it today after I finish this rest of this podcast today on Monday. I am continuing on with my journey through Red Dead Redemption 2 for the Xbox One. Right now, I just got off the island. You know, I just got off Lost on the island of Lost, and, you know, I did all that missions and stuff, and now I'm back on the mainland. I just killed a whole bunch of Pinkertons and stuff like that, and right now I think we're going to try to rob somebody, I'm thinking, I don't know, but I'm going to go do some more side stuff, some stranger missions and stuff, because I'll eventually get achievement for those, because I've been doing all the side stuff. You know, I'm trying to do as much as possible in Red Dead Redemption 2, because once I'm completed that game, I pretty much might not go back into it for a while. You know, I'm not going to play Red Dead Online, because it's just nothing there for me or anybody else. So once it's complete for a very, very long time. It's not like Grand Theft Auto where you're just going to go back and do stuff. I might do a few things here and there, but once it's done, it's pretty much going to be done for me. And I'm just in it for the story, basically. And then I can go back to Kingdom Hearts 3, which, you know, by the time, if I do complete Red Dead Redemption 2 before this Friday for Crackdown 3, which I highly doubt, that would be cool. That'd be really cool. That's something I've been talking about for, what, months now? Weeks, months? You know, everybody else has completed it, not me. But I am cranking through it. I'm pushing through it, little by little. And yesterday I played a shit ton of it, so had a lot of fun. That's why I didn't record any. I didn't really do my podcasting until today, yesterday night, and today on Monday, because on Saturday and most of Sunday I was playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2, so yeah, having some fun. And you know what, I tell people, you know, even though I gotta get games done because there's another game coming out and stuff, I like to enjoy my games. I'm not gonna try to rush through them and say I just want to get this game done and just be over with it. No, I'm enjoying my games. I'm enjoying my time in Red Dead Redemption 2, and then I'll enjoy my time more in Kingdom Hearts 3 when Red Dead Redemption 2 is done. And, you know, Crackdown 3 is one of those games where it's just, who gives a care? You just jump in, play, it's all stupid and silly, it's all jumping for orbs and stuff and having fun with friends, and that's an in-and-out game. That's something I don't have to worry about, even though it does, I guess, have a more of a storyline, a bigger storyline in Crackdown 3, I guess. That's what I'm hearing. But not too worried about it, you know, but that's a game where it doesn't matter. It's just jump in and jump out. Another thing I've been playing a little bit of, and eventually in less than 30 days, I'm thinking less than 30 days, my Minecraft realm will be closed. It will be closing because I don't think I'm going to renew it for a little bit because I'm playing all these other games. So I haven't been playing much Minecraft online, but it's not a big deal because with Minecraft Realms, which is a really good thing I've been noticing, or I found out, I'm backing up. I'll probably play it a little bit more within those 30 days. I'll be playing more Minecraft, my Minecraft Realm. Then I'm just going to back it up. I'm going to back it up to my Switch. I'll back it up to my PC and stuff as well. And then when my subscription is done, I'll just wait down the road, you know, when I'm done with all the other games that I'm done with, and then me and my friend Matto start to play Minecraft again together, I could just renew my subscription to Minecraft Realms and, you know, install my Minecraft, which I can play it offline anyways because I'll have the save. I just won't be able to play it across my platforms, my PC, Xbox, and Switch all together, but you know, I'll be able to, you know, play it on my Switch or something, or if I decide to just play it on my PC for a little bit, and then when it's time to go back online with it, I'll just bring it back online, and we can continue on from where we left off on my Minecraft world and realms, which is pretty cool. I like this idea. It's a good idea that I came up with, and I wonder if other people do that, but it's a good method. It's very easy to do, and I'm finding that that's the best solution. Especially, why would I just keep paying for my realm in Minecraft if I'm not playing in it? You know what I mean? Why pay for something that you're not playing? That's the goal. And it's cheap to get, you know, my subscription, my time in Minecraft realms, so I'm not worried about it. I can always go back in anytime and, you know, renew, re-up, all that stuff. So, not really too sure when I'm going to go back into Minecraft realms, but you know, that is my goal for down the road. And you never know, I might go into Minecraft, I might have a Minecraft Mr. Mike Plays or something, or a Minecraft, another Minecraft episode or something where I'll show you what my world is like right now and what I'm doing secretly, which the one thing I'm doing right now is going to take a long time because I'm trying to fill up a big area with water, a big giant area with lots and lots and lots and lots of water for my underwater, which will be an underwater like city thing going on. And it took months in the making to do, but I am still working on it. Unlike my friend, where he's still got a little clay brick hut house over by his water and on his part of his land, and it's like, you didn't really do much at all. You just did a little spelunking, and that was it. Unlike me, where I'm just doing all the shit, and yeah, because that's me. And plus, like, on top of it, I won't be able to play that much Minecraft because I'll be also probably be working eventually on my kitchen as well as redoing my kitchen and all that. So a lot of things going on, a lot of games, a lot of construction projects. So, you know, not to pay for more money for something that you're not using. So I got a lot of games to play, been playing a bunch of games. So it's all good. It's all good in the hood. I'm getting back into my gaming sessions little by little, people, you know, while doing everything else and going to work and all this other stuff and having car troubles and stuff and winter storms. But yeah, back into my gaming scene a little bit here, a little bit more, you know. It's good. It's a good thing. Like I said, I played a lot of Crackdown. I played that yesterday, uploaded the video today, so you guys can watch that. It's pretty cool. Watch that. Mr. Mike plays Crackdown, or Crackdown plays Mr. Mike. yeah, it's a fun game. Cannot wait till Crackdown 3, which is what I'm going to talk about now, because those have been the games that I played in the past week, which is Red Dead Redemption 2 for Xbox One, Kingdom Hearts 3 for Xbox One, Minecraft Realms, which is basically the Switch I've been playing it on, and of course, Crackdown from the Xbox 360, backwards compatible to the Xbox One, which you can download now for free, up until, I guess, Crackdown 3 releases. I'm guessing. Don't quote me on that. I was also trying to get into and try to play a game called The Sims 4. Ever hear of it? Yeah, you would think it would be a great game. Mostly on PC, but they have a console version, which they had this free weekend this last weekend to play The Sims 4, try it out, and then you can get it really cheap for $8 if you wanted it. I tried playing that because I wanted to do a Mr. Mike Plays video of that originally. I tried to play The Sims 4, and that was just a bunch of hot garbage for the controls. The controls was a bunch of hot garbage, and I could not play it. It was very unplayable. Not to mention that the create a character, when I wanted to create my Sim, and I do know how to play a Sims game because all the Sims games are typically the same, and I played back in the day, a couple Sims games on the console before, and it was never this bad. And this time around, it just got really bad, too much other bullshit going on. And I just said, oh no, spleno, no, 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 no. And I was fighting the controls back and forth, trying to get around, trying to build my house and trying to get around everything, and nothing was going right. And I kept on going. My stairs kept on going to the second floor and shit, and I'm like, no, put it on the first floor. And they made it not as simple as it should be. You know, before in the older games of the Sims games, you were able to have your base floor, then your second floor. I don't think we had third floors. I think it was like first floor and then a second floor, your second floor, and then your roof and stuff like that. And you were able to click on that, on which portion of the house that you wanted to work on, and you should be able to work on it, you know, build your walls, build whatever, put the stuff in, whatever you wanted, paint it and stuff. This one doesn't do that easily. It doesn't want you to do it that easily. And I kept on finding out that my walls wouldn't stick, and then they would be deleted or demolished or something. There was weird things going on, and I got so frustrated, I said, fuck this game. I turned it off, I deleted it, and I said, fuck you, EA. What the fuck is going on with the Sims game? Maybe I'll play it on PC someday again, but I got the original Sims collection from The Sims, you know? I'm thinking about installing that shit. I wonder how it'll run on this PC. Did I ever run The Sims games, The Sims collection on this PC? I wonder if they'll still even install. I should try that out someday. That's going to take up a lot of CPU horsepower because I got the Sims collection plus all the bullshit DLC, which half of it I didn't even play, but I have it. And I should maybe install just the base game of The Sims, maybe an extra DLC pack here and there. I'm thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it. Play a little Sims. I don't know. I don't want to get into that. That's all I need is a simulation of shit that I would love to do and have in my world, and I don't. I'm living the real life here. I shouldn't be playing a simulation of a life. You know what I mean? I got better games to be playing than just playing The Sims all the time. But I was interested in The Sims for Xbox One because I'm like, well, it's a game of Sims. I love playing The Sims, and you get achievements. That was the main goal. And for $8, it would have been great for achievements, but because the game was so unplayable with the controls and stuff, I just hated it and deleted it. And it was better that way, because if I would have hated it even more, I would have might have threw my other good controller through a wall or something. I was in my office playing it, and I did not want to throw that through a window or into a tripod or into my nice Conker poster or something like that. I just did not want that to happen. So I took another route and I went and deleted it. Yeah. So I'm getting ready, like I said, getting ready for this week's Crackdown 3, playing some other games, mostly Red Dead Redemption 2. Crackdown 3 releases this Friday, the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, I found out. I didn't, you know, because I'm single and eligible bachelor, and I just don't have a girlfriend or anything. I have no life, people. That's why I can play all these games, because I have no kids. Well, unless if you count my two cats. Otherwise, I have no kids. I have no girlfriend or wife. I don't have anything like that. I don't have those kind of responsibilities. I do have a house to take care of and all the other stuff, but that's something that I can easily do, but I don't have people living with me in this house that I have to take care of or be with or anything. So that's why I got that release on life where I just sit back, relax, and play a video game. So Valentine's Day means jack to shit for me. So booyah. Sorry for you married or in a relationship people. Because I don't have that. So either you think of me as a total bum or a guy that's a god because he gets to do whatever he wants and not worry about the commitments in life. That you can take that with any grain of salt that you want to throw at me with that. But Crackdown 3 is releasing this week. You know, I've been hearing things throughout the industry, you know, the review industry, you know, the reviewers out there and people, they usually get to play this game ahead of time and all that. That's not me. I just buy the game legitly and then I'll do my first gameplay, and then I'm definitely planning on doing a live stream this weekend of Crackdown 3 if my bro in the hood, I'm going to ask him and see what this weekend would be good for him to do a live stream, because I want to do a live stream with him. I'll play Crackdown 3 with him and live stream that shit, and I just got to get his consent to allow him to have his voice in it. But yeah, that's what I want to do, and Crackdown 3 will be playing co-op together online and having some fun. Maybe we'll play some of that multiplayer, which I've been hearing. The story I hear, it's some people are saying it's mediocre. It's more of what you know of. If you like the first Crackdown, which I'm telling you guys, go play the first Crackdown. Get it, because it's free, if it's still free. And get it and play it. Then you'll know what this new Crackdown is going to be like. And they said it's going to be more of that kind of stuff, which I am totally for. That's what I want. In a bigger city and all that, and more stupid shit. So I'm ready for it. And they said it was mediocre. It was 15 hours for the campaign. Right? Did it say it's a 15-hour campaign here? I'm trying to look here and see if they said it was a 15-hour campaign. I think it said it was a 15-hour campaign. Whatever. But yeah. Yeah, 15-hour campaign. That's good. That's good enough for me. That's awesome. You know, some people say that sounds a little short for $60, but you also have the multiplayer, which I've been hearing some stuff about, and I'm like, well, hopefully they fix this shit. It's not the multiplayer itself. It's that you won't be able to play with your friends in the Wrecking Zone multiplayer. So Crackdown 3 won't, and this is a news article that just came out a little bit after I already did the game's news, because I actually pre-recorded the game's news ahead of time for this episode. So this is like a bonus news story, folks, right now, that I'm talking about, and it's Crackdown 3, so it's related to what I'm talking about here. So Crackdown 3 won't allow you to play with your friends in Wrecking Zone multiplayer. Crackdown 3 won't support friend parties in its competitive multiplayer mode, which you would think it would at launch, because isn't that what everybody wants? And how could you overlook something like that? So February 15th, it is going to be released on Xbox One. Oh, and Windows PC 10 PCs. I did not know that. Oh, okay. So it is coming out for Windows 10 PC. Okay, my bad, folks. I thought it was only an Xbox One game, but it is coming out on PC. Interesting. Its debut marks of an end of the lengthy development tied to ambitious cloud-backing action-adventure gameplay. The highlight of Crackdown 3 is its Wrecking Zone, hosting 5 versus 5 multiplayer battles with physics backed by Microsoft's cloud technologies. However, new details have surfaced via the game's official Discord, now a cause of concern amongst its community. As spotted on the Crackdown 3 Discord channel, Microsoft's official MSFT Crackdown account has provided further insight into its multiplayer mode, with others unable to play with friends during the pre-release tests. It has been confirmed that Crackdown 3 will also not support friends parties at launch. Now, why wouldn't you support that shit at launch? I don't understand why you want to do that, because it's a multiplayer part of the game. Wouldn't you want to be able to play for friends? And it says, from Microsoft, or Microsoft Crackdown stated that it has no information on if or when the parties will be implemented, but I'm sure people are complaining about it down the road when the game comes out. I'm sure Phil Spencer's going to tell the team, hey, get that party shit working and implement it as soon as you fucking possible. Because I'm sure that's what they're going to do up in corporate, telling these people, hey, implement the fucking parties, get it all fucking working, and then put it out as soon as possible in Wrecking Zone. And then they'll be like, okay. So right now, though, when it's launched, I won't be able to play with my broho, Mr. Andre Hicks, because it don't allow that, apparently. So parties are not supported in Wrecking Zone. I don't have any info of when or if they'll be implemented. For something so ambitious, it's funny and very controversial in 2019 that a very common multiplayer feature in Xbox One titles bound to cause so much confusion and frustration on launch day. So right now, people, when it launches, people will have to seemingly rely on the game's randomized matchmaking or two-player campaign, which, you know what, I'm going to be playing the two-player campaign first. Eventually we'll play Wrecking Zone. You know, maybe I'll do that on my first gameplay. I'll play some Wrecking Zone. It's unclear why Microsoft overlooked the multiplayer parties in Crackdown 3, or should we say the studio doing it, when it's already struggling to gain traction ahead of release. Speculatively, latency issues may sprout with cloud-backed physics over distance, limiting players' geographically as a result. Alternatively, this could be just a simple oversight amid numerous delays since 2014. But it still seems like it's going to be a really good game. You know, I'm not betting my whole gameplay on Wrecking Zone, to tell you the truth. You know, it's not the thing that I'm buying this game for. I'm buying it for the campaign. That's why I'm buying Crackdown 3 for the campaign. Now, Wrecking Zone is an extra bonus multiplayer thing. Sure, I will play it. And I'll probably be playing with mostly randos. If they do ever get parties involved, then I can hook up with my friend Dr. Dre and other people, and we could go 5 versus 5 with against other people eventually. Simple as that. But right now, I'm not too. I don't really care about that. I will play it. I will try it out. But it's not something that's on the top of my radar for that stuff. So, yeah. And to tell you guys, Crackdown 3 is going to be my last new game purchase. And that's with a big new. Is going to be my last new. That doesn't mean I won't purchase like a used game once in a while. But it'll be my last new $60+ game purchase. Till the end of the summer or fall, depending if like Gears 3 or something comes out like in the summertime or fall time, you know, that's when I'll get my next game. I'm not purchasing, which a lot of people have been hassling me about, especially at work and stuff. They're like, I'm not purchasing Mortal Kombat 11 right away. And people are going, what? It's supposed to be the best Mortal Kombat ever. And I'm like, yes, I know. I know it's going to be really good. But here's the thing. I got a problem with my backlog because I got too many motherfucking games in my damn backlog, motherfuckers. And I already got Mortal Kombat 9, 10, and Injustice, and Soul Calibur, and this, and that, and that, and this, and this, and this, and all these other fighting games. So, sure, I know Mortal Kombat 11 is going to be awesome. I know I want to play the story campaign of Mortal Kombat 11, which, you know, I might be able to rectify by maybe renting it from a Redbox, because this game will probably be rentable day one at a Redbox, so I might decide to do that. I don't know yet. But eventually I will purchase Mortal Kombat 11. You never know. Maybe it'll come with more shit down the road, too, and things will be fixed, and it'll have DLC added. You never know. Game of the Year edition for Mortal Kombat 11. So I am not going to purchase that game at launch. I think that comes out at the end of March or something, or the beginning of March, or somewhere in March. And it looks cool. I'm interested in it, but I'm just not going to get it. Because I got a big backlog of games. Because after Red Dead Redemption 2 and Kingdom Hearts 3 and Crackdown 3 and stuff like that, I got other games like Spyro and Crash and Assassin's Creed Odyssey that I definitely want to get into and play a bunch of that. So I got all these other games. I have a huge list. And then when those games are eventually done, if at all, then I can get Mortal Kombat 11. But by that time, I'm sure Gears 5 will be out and stuff like that, and Halo and all this other stuff. So who knows? Who knows what goes on? But this is going to be definitely my last new game purchase till the end of the summer or fall. So yeah, so when you guys aren't seeing any new first gameplays or me talking about new games and stuff like that, sorry, because it's just, you know, gotta save some money. I got other stuff to purchase and pay for and stuff like that. And, you know, this is just a hobby of mine, so it's not like I can get every brand new game at release. You know, if I was a multimillionaire or something, sure, I'd get every fucking game at its release. And that'd be all fun and joy when I just have millions of unopened copies of games just lying all over my house. Yeah. But I don't. So, yeah. but still, yeah. You gotta focus your time. You gotta focus your time, energy, and money. Gotta focus that time, that gaming time, to the games that you really, really want to play. And sometimes you're going to miss some. And like I said, I will eventually get Mortal Kombat 11 because I'm sure the story is going to be kick-ass, just like all the other Mortal Kombat games. And to play Mortal Kombat with people online, sure, that'd be fun too. But, yep, last game, last thing. Whew. Oh man, I'm done talking right now already. I've been talking a lot all weekend, doing videos and podcasts, so we're going to take a little music gaming break here, and then we'll get into the games news. That is the Games Talk News portion of the show, and that's going to come up next after this very special music break from yours truly at the Wii U, or Wii Shop.
the games news from the past week.
And we're back, everybody. We are back with the games news. That is the games news talk portion of the show. Oh boy, there's a lot of games talk news. I got a lot of pages. So I am going to be skipping around in the games talk news. I will be trying to not read as much. I'll try to talk it out the way that should be. But there are some things that I'll have to talk about. And some of it might be a little long. We'll see. So everybody, the first on the docket, we got some Nintendo news here. Yay, Nintendo. So Nintendo plans to boost Switch Online after surge in short subscription plans because people don't want to subscribe for the whole year for some weird reason, which is interesting to me. So apparently Nintendo Switch Online now has 8 million subscribers, but a growing number of them are opting for shorter subscription plans, which is weird because a 12-month plan is only, what, $20? It's $19.99, $20. I think for a family pack or a family individual plan, I think it's like, what, $24 or something? I forget what that is. But for only $20 for a year for Nintendo Online, I'm surprised people aren't just buying that and are buying the lesser subscriptions on Nintendo Online. Because you think about it, if you're going to pay per month for Nintendo Online, I think, what is it, $4.99, $5, and then it's like $8 for 3 months or something like that. I don't know what the pricing is altogether, but it seems like if you're going to pay for those smaller subscription plans to Nintendo Switch Online, they seem like they'll add up and they'll cost you more in the long run than it is for just paying $20. Here you go, you got a year of Nintendo Switch Online for $20. You're getting free games, well, Nintendo games, NES games from the service. And sure, online if you really need it. For someone like me, I have that for, you know, the nostalgia games, and hopefully they'll have some SNES games coming in the near future. I would love to play something like Super Mario Brothers. I'm trying to think of its name because I'm stupid. It's the All-Stars one. Super Mario World. Yeah, there we go. Super Mario World with Yoshi and Mario and all that. Such a fun game for the SNES. But you know what? I need the online for playing Minecraft because I'll go online, play Minecraft on my private server. So in realms and stuff. So I need that online, unfortunately, to play that. So $20 a year is not anything. It's a drop in a bucket. It's pennies on a dollar for me, for a year compared to other people where they're charging you $60+ a year for online subscriptions. Now, no, Nintendo's online subscription is not that great, but you know, it's not like they have any, you know, they're starting. Nintendo was never known for the best of online. They never were the best for what it comes to be online gaming or online world. You know, anything online. They're not the best. They're still stuck in the past when it comes to online. They're still stuck in the past when it comes to allowing people to talk to each other over the internet from one Switch or another device to another device. You know, they still don't understand that. They think you want to use your smartphone and stuff to talk with other people, which is not the case. Not at all. And because there's people that are, opting in for shorter plans, Nintendo is trying to figure out ways to boost the, you know, sales of Nintendo Online for, you know, Switch owners and stuff like that and whatever other devices they're going to have their Switch Online for. And they're trying to make a good portfolio and stuff and trying to figure out ways to entice people to get and purchase the yearly subscription on Nintendo Online instead of the shorter Nintendo Online subscriptions. Will it happen? Will people eventually go and pay $20 a year for Nintendo Switch Online? I don't know. depends on how much people like their Switches. You know, I love my Switch, even though I haven't been, you know, it's not the thing. Well, yeah, I bought probably more games on my Nintendo Switch than I did on any other Nintendo console so far. And it's only been out for, what, 2 years now, give or take? And I bought more games on that system than I bought on any Nintendo system thus far in its beginning life cycle. And we got more games coming for it down the road. We got an Animal Crossing game. We probably got another Mario Brothers game. Hopefully we'll have a Mario Maker game down the road. I'm just saying, Nintendo, if you're listening, Mario Maker, Switch, yes, please, thank you. We got probably other games coming out for the Nintendo Switch. I think, we got the Luigi's Mansion. We got a Pikmin game. I think that other Pikmin game is going to come out from the Nintendo Switch. And then we got third parties that are trying to bring their games to the Nintendo Switch right now. And it's really a thing that, Nintendo Switch is going to continue to sell. It's continuing to make money. It's going to continue to be supported like crazy. We just have to, they just have to bring the games. And hopefully Nintendo will eventually make these games available so you can talk to each other via online through Switch to Switch. You know, if you've got a connective via a headset or something like that or some other means, let's do it. Instead of, I gotta take out my smartphone to talk to this guy. Who thought of that? Who was the person that thought of that? They should be shot. I'm sorry. You should be shot. You don't know what it's like here in the United States. We don't want to be on our phones to talk to other people like that. We want to be on our phones to talk to other people, just talking to other people on the phones, not talking through the game chat. Oh, hell no. Oh, no. Nobody else does that. Only Nintendo tries to do that stuff. Like this stuff. So Nintendo shrugs as Smash Brothers DLC seems to wreck game saves. So apparently, This thing might be the cause of it. Apparently, there's been counterfeit versions of the Samsung 256 gigabyte Evo select memory cards, which were being purchased at really cheap prices because people are trying to get, these cheap prices from these non-qualified retailers and stuff. Like if they buy it on Amazon from third party and they got like millions of these things and they're selling for like pennies on a dollar or something, if you look at the actual Samsung 256 gigabyte Evo card, it might be a little bit more. So they might be from the same plant, but they might be not as good quality. They might be throwouts, junkets, stuff like that, and these people are grabbing them up and selling them online, and people like you are buying them without knowing. You're just seeing the price and all that and not looking at it. So people are saying that when they download the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Piranha Plant and the update and all that, apparently it's been basically, the bugs have been, deleting people's saves and all that. Their game saves for the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and that they lost all their rosters, their game saves, all that stuff. And Nintendo's like, well, we're aware people are posting issues about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. After testing, they're not able to confirm that there is an issue from their game, but maybe it's from people buying third-party memory cards or not from proper channels. So if you're going to buy a memory card for your Nintendo Switch, make sure you're getting it from a reputable third-party retailer on Amazon or from Amazon proper or from places like the Samsung store on Amazon or something like that. I usually buy the SanDisk cards because they're always usually the number one best cards out there, and they're usually dirt cheap. So that's my take on it. I'm not gonna spend, what do I got on my Nintendo Switch right now? I got something. I got a crazy amount in my Nintendo Switch of memory, and I'm happy with it. I'm good with it. I think they could go up to a terabyte or something, they said, or 1 or 2 terabytes. The Nintendo Switch is able to be able to have as storage from a micro SD card or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, be aware when you're buying stuff like memory cards that make sure they're from reputable people and not just from any old person because they're a dirt cheap price. If they're a really dirt cheap price and it's too good to be true, then it's definitely too good to be true. But there's people out there that just, they don't get it. They think, this is super cheap. I'm getting it. I don't care what everybody says. I'm going to try it out. And then they find out that all their game saves and shit are broken after they have installed the card and downloaded all the stuff and their progress to the card and all. And then they find out that, oh, my shit is gone. Oh, Nintendo did this. No, it's you who did it. But Nintendo did do this for Nintendo Switch Online. There's some new NES titles for February, which are Super Mario Bros. 2. Which, if you knew Super Mario Bros. 2, basically that's from, what is it? Was it Doki Doki Panic? But, yeah, it's the one, it's the Super Mario Bros. 2 that we know of here in the United States. Not the official one. And Kirby's Adventure are both out right now on the Nintendo Switch. So if you have Nintendo Switch Online, these are your two new games for this month, I guess. So you can start playing them when you want to. I might play a little bit of them. I don't know. That's just... I like Kirby. I like Kirby games. I like a good Kirby game. Super Mario Bros. 2, that gives me nightmares sometimes. I don't know why. I think it's just I played it so much back in the day, and it's just so weird because it's not an official Mario game. They just stuck Mario characters in the game because apparently the real Super Mario Bros. 2 game is too hard. And it is. It is too hard. It is very hard, the Super Mario Bros. 2 game. But it's fun, but it was too hard for us Americans, so we're going to dumb it down and make it weird, and here you go. So much fun. More fun to be had. Id Software and Bethesda are still, as it says here in this title, investigating if Rage 2 would be possible on the Nintendo Switch. So you got Doom on there, you got Skyrim, you got Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, and the new upcoming Doom Eternal, which is coming on the Switch, which will be another game that Bethesda slash id, because they're both one company, are going to put out on the Switch, which is really cool. I do have Doom and Skyrim on the Switch. Those games I do have. I played a little bit of Doom. Never played Skyrim on my Switch. I just have it as a collector's thing. Just to say I could have it and play it on my Switch. But, yeah, I guess they want to see if they can get that Rage 2 game on there. So they're talking with Tim Willits. They stated that Rage 2, developed in partnership with Avalanche Studios, was currently being evaluated for the Switch. Because why not? If you're going to put out a game like that, why not try to get out on every piece of hardware possible? And if you have it on Xbox and PlayStation, maybe the Switch can run it too. Maybe. You could dumb it down a little bit if everybody else is putting games on the Switch, you know. Why not that? So they're looking at it. They're testing it out. They're seeing if they can get it to work on there. I guess people were asking for it to be put on there. Me, I'd probably, if I played Rage 2... if I decided I wanted to get in and play it, I'd play it on my Xbox or PC or something. But, okay. And it's cool that developers are like that with these new, really good-looking, intense games are thinking of ways to port it to that little system. You know, they don't have to, but they are because they say they're probably thinking, well, we're getting some good sales off of this this Nintendo Switch with our games. Why not try to do it? Why not? You know what I want Bethesda to do, and I've been saying this for a little while now. I've been hoping Bethesda would someday come out Maybe this year. Maybe at this year's E3, after Bethesda's done crying and apologizing for how shitty they treated the Fallout 76 launch and how much they just fucked that whole Fallout 76 game up and the Fallout franchise. Maybe in behind the scenes, maybe they might be working on. I'm just thinking of this. Maybe they're working on a nice little collection of Fallout games. Maybe Fallout 3, New Vegas, Fallout 4, or something, or all of them. Maybe they would be thinking about maybe trying to port those to the Nintendo Switch. You know, if they ported Fallout 3 and at least Fallout 3 and New Vegas to the Switch. Games that I can buy on the Switch for the Switch, I would totally buy those day one because those would be very, very fun games to play handheld, on the go somewhere, go somewhere. If I'm going somewhere for a period of time, I just want to play some awesomeness, I would definitely play me some Fallout on my Switch. That would be really sweet. I would love that a lot. I would just buy it just for the nostalgia. And have myself a Fallout good time on the Switch. Why not? You know, if you're going to be porting these games, like you're porting Wolfenstein and Doom and the new Dooms and the new Wolfensteins and you're trying to get rage on there, why not Fallout? Where's the love for Fallout? Come on, Bethesda. We want some Fallout on our Switch. I know I do. I know I want Fallout on my Switch. Maybe they will be. Who knows? Especially bringing back the good graces for the Fallout community. When the Fallout community hears that you're going to have Fallout 3 and New Vegas and Fallout 4 on the Nintendo Switch. Holy shit! I would love that. That'd be badass. That'd be so badass. So, former Telltale Ubisoft developer started a new studio. So, what kind of... These are, I don't know if these are the good guys or the bad guys from, Telltale, but I'm sure they're the good guys from Telltale. So, I guess back in 2017, Ubisoft hired several key Telltale developers who had worked on The Walking Dead, on The Walking Dead series, Tales from the Borderlands, and Minecraft Story Mode. At the time, fans both at Telltale and Ubisoft wondered what would emerge from that. But I guess they departed ways. Now, there's reporting going on that there are three of those developers, which I don't know who these guys are, but Nick Herman, Dennis Lennart, and Pere Shorte have broken away from Ubisoft to start their own company, and it's called Ad Hoc, which is focused on building interactive narrative experiences. So they're going to be like a new... semi-Telltale developer, basically. They're going to make Telltale narrative games, I guess. Let's see here. I guess they said, having to pitch something that unlikely 50 people need to understand and approve means a lot. Of the more adventurouses or risky ideas often die early on the bunch of different reasons. And I guess they just wanted to create their own studio so they could start creating their games and art again and stuff. So I guess Ad Hoc is going to be the new studio out there for making story-based experiences. We'll see what comes from them. Maybe they'll have something really good coming out. And these are ex-Telltale Ubisoft people, so why not? We could give them a chance. Why not? I'll give anybody a chance. Just like how Disney has been giving EA so much of a chance and they've been so nice to EA and, you know, they've been like, oh, EA's the best, like they're saying here. So Disney states that EA has been a good partner for Star Wars games despite the loot box controversy. Well, not just that, Disney. How about the whole controversy of where's all the Star Wars games? EA, where's all the fucking Star Wars games that you're supposed to put out? And that you kept on, we just canceled this and canceled that. That got pushed back. And all we got from it is two Battlefront games that weren't that great. The second one was okay. I like the story of the second one. Let's just say that. But playing online was a different story for me. I didn't like the feel of it. But I did like the story of it. And I was hoping there was going to be a story-based Star Wars game coming from EA. There's supposed to be one still coming. I have no faith in any of that. But Disney decided we don't feel like publishing video games or making and publishing video games anymore, like Disney Infinity and Epic Mickey in-house anymore or anything else. They licensed out those franchises to other studios. The major partner would be Electronic Arts. So in 2013, Disney and EA signed a 10-year deal to make EA an exclusive publisher of Star Wars games on console. And now Disney chief Bob Iger has commented on the company's philosophy about publishing games and its relationship with EA. And I'm sure they're saying it's a good partnership because, you know, Disney's making money from EA. So anything that they make money from is a good partnership. He stated on his earnings call that Disney's history of internal development and publishing of games has been shaky, so he's happy that Disney has shifted the licensing model. I'm sure down the road, down maybe with new CEOs and stuff in Disney or something, I'm sure, you know, Bob Iger ain't going to be a CEO forever. There are always shakeups and there's always new people. You never know. There might be another CEO in the near future horizon and Disneyland and stuff. And I bet you never know. They might bring game development back into house again. You know, they did that with stuff before and they might bring it back in. Who knows? We don't know that. He says they've been we've had good relationships with some of these licensing to notably EA and a relationship on the Star Wars properties. We're probably going to continue to stay on that side of business and put our capital elsewhere, he said. So I'm guessing EA's deal with Disney and Star Wars video games hasn't been updated. It runs until 2023. Let's see here. And I guess EA must pay Disney a licensing fee for its Star Wars games. However, specific terms of licensing agreement between Disney and EA is unknown. But I'm wondering if Disney's going to continue after 2023? Which is coming up, you know, we're 2019 now, 2020, 21, 22. It'll be coming up before you know it. I wonder if EA is going to re-up with Disney on making more Star Wars games or something, or if Disney will allow, like, Ubisoft or somebody make a Star Wars game down the road. I don't know. I think you should try, like, Ubisoft or somebody else next time. If they're willing to, if they want to, you know, it's not like they have to, you know, but I don't know about EA. EA has been, their financials and everything have been tanking really badly lately. They haven't been doing really well. And after the whole, you know, I guess the latest Battlefield game tanking, and then now they got for the free preview weekend on Xbox. Well, what happened last weekend, over the weekend on Xbox One, they had the free preview weekend of The Sims 4, and I tried playing it, and it was just a piece of dog shit garbage on the Xbox One. And I'm not complaining like the other people are complaining, where it's missing a whole bunch of shit, but I'm complaining that the game wasn't running, you know, like the game's controls are horrible. And that's putting it mildly, because I played a lot of older Sims games on past consoles, and I played like games like Jurassic Park Operation Genesis and stuff on my Xbox One and stuff, and on the Xbox, and using those kind of controls for building stuff worked very well. You know, I could play a lot of like mouse and keyboard type of games on my Xbox controller on the Xbox, but with The Sims 4, that was just goddamn horrible. And nothing was working the way I wanted to, and I knew how to play it and just did not want to do anything, and I just said, you know what, fuck this. I deleted it and put it away. I'm like, not even for $8, because they were selling it on sale for $8 for that game. And I'm like, well, if this is a good game, maybe I'll buy it for $8. But I try to play it, I'm like, oh, fudge no. And I wonder if the whole keyboard and mouse support with Xbox One right now would allow for me to play The Sims 4 with keyboard and mouse on there. I don't know. I wonder if that's supported. Huh. Because it didn't look like it was supported. I don't know. That would be cool. That would probably fix a lot of things. But what if I'm going to do that, why don't I just play it on my PC, you know? Even though I could just play it and get the Chivos on the Xbox. That's one of those other sides to that. So Respawn, we'll get away from EA now. Well, actually we're not, because this is Respawn, EA. So Respawn's Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is still on track for this year, apparently. So it's going to come out this year? Probably this fall sometime? Winter, fall? I'm guessing. Okay. So EA has released the financial report of the third quarter of current financial fiscal year. It hasn't been a stellar report. October to December period, the publisher tried to point towards positives in its future, including confirmation that the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order was releasing this fall. They said they're looking forward and were delighted to launch Anthem, their new IP, to grow Apex Legends and related Titanfall experiences, to deliver new Plants vs. Zombies, the Need for Speed titles, and to add Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order to our sports titles. In the fall, EA COO and CFO Blake Jorgensen stated, so back at E3 2018 of last year, Respawn Entertainment's CFO Vince Impella announced the new Star Wars game is scheduled specifically for 2019's holiday season. They suggested that Fallen Order would arrive in late November or early December. It's probable this is still the case, although the use of fall in EA fiscal report instead of holiday season could suggest the game is now scheduled to release a little earlier. Which, would that mean they would have to be rushing more on making that game? And would that hinder the quality of the game? Because you shouldn't be rushing stuff like this if you're trying to make a good game. I guess this game is set between the events of Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. Fallen Order puts you in control of a Jedi Padawan who survived Order 66 and is now on the run. Sounds like something like The Force Unleashed to me. No other plot details or gameplay mechanics have been confirmed, but Zampella did announce that you'll be able to use a lightsaber. Of course, because you're a Jedi Padawan. I am interested in this kind of a game. You know, like I said, I did like the Force Unleashed games very well. I beat both of them. And I do like Respawn Entertainment. I like Vince Impella. I like his creativity with the Titanfall games. The first one. The second one I did not like. And that was just because I never played the second one online, but the story was horrible when they tried to do a story on. I didn't like it too well. But I have good faith in it. And hopefully they're not rushing to get this out by this fall, because then it would just really suck if it came out, it was an abysmal game with very lack of good content and stuff. I would really hate that for them, because they're such a bright company. You know, Vince Impella used to be part of Call of Duty for, you know, Activision. He was the founders of the Call of Duty series and all, and then he broke up with, Activision because they were trying to force they weren't giving him money or something, and they were trying to force too much on him and all this bullshit that was going on. And then he left with his partner and they created Respawn Entertainment, and it was a lot of work to be done. And then they came out with Titanfall and it was good, and they partnered with EA with them, and then eventually EA just bought them. And, you know, I'm hoping Vincent Pella and Respawn, you know, make money back. And I hope they do well with EA, and EA doesn't just shutter their company down the road and like they do with everything else, and they kill all these other franchises and stuff like that. And except they're bringing back other franchises that they basically almost killed in a way. I don't know, but the one franchise I want EA to bring back would be the Burnout series. You know, they brought out, you know, they brought back, they made help, you know, they had helped, yeah, helped, had let Microsoft put out, the Burnout Revenge for the Xbox One as a Xbox 360, Xbox One backwards compatible game, which was put back online to sell. And even though it doesn't have any online to it, they had it so you could play the game, which I liked. I liked that game a lot. And then they brought out the upgrade. I don't know. They re-brought out Burnout Paradise, which is a great game. Very good game, on especially playing on Xbox One, and they did a good job with that and the DLC and all that stuff. And I was always hoping that all this test of them reselling these old titles again would maybe spark interest in making a new Burnout game for people down the road. And I don't know. I would hope they would do that. But it also looks like EA is not done with the Need for Speed series or the Plants vs. Zombies series. As you heard in the last article, I guess new games are on the way. So Electronic Arts may have suffered a disappointing fiscal year, but at least the company has games to fan out favorites coming within the next fiscal year. EA Chief Operating Financial Officer Blake Jorgensen announced to investors that the new Plants vs. Zombies and Need for Speed games are in the works, which are due out by April of 2020. Okay, it's by April of 2020. We're making adjustments to improve execution, and we're refocusing R&D. They're also doing that, Command & Conquer series, bringing that back and remastering that stuff to be able to be played, which I hope they do that really well, because that's going to be something I'm going to be playing the shit of again on my PC, is playing all those Command & Conquer games. Because I do have them. I do have the Command & Conquer collection. It just doesn't run on Windows 10. And it sucks. And I don't want to be putting on emulators and stuff like that, because it just slows down the performance and it's like, ah. And I do have the original Command & Conquer Red Alert disc, actually, for the Soviet disc for Red Alert, which I can't play on my new PC because it's so old of a game. I don't know. Maybe I could. I don't know. I'd have to find the key to it, because it needed a key to get it to work. But, wow, those games were so old, though. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't even think it was installing, actually, if I tried them. I hate that, because from going from 32-bit to 64-bit, it kind of breaks a lot of older stuff, and games tend to be the casualties. Just like the one game I was trying to look for, which I can't find. I think my friend has it. I'll have to go ask and find out about it. But my one game that I want to see played, and I want to play it on without purchasing a Sega Saturn system, I want to get and play Three Dirty Dwarfs again. I know a lot of people probably don't know what that game is, but if I ever get that game in some way, form, or another, it is a great game. It is a funny game, and I do want to play that game. And someday, it might end up costing me some money, but someday I want to play Three Dirty Dwarfs again and have myself some Three Dirty Dwarfs fun. Maybe I'd have to get a Sega Saturn for that. I don't know. I want to get the game, get the Sega Saturn, have some fun with that. So apparently, like they said, with new IPs like Apex Legends and stuff and Anthem, I guess the new Plants vs. Zombies will probably be like a Garden Warfare game. Maybe a third one. Now, if they brought another Plants vs. Zombies, like a Plants vs. Zombies 3 puzzle game out, and they don't boggle it down with microtransactions and bullshit like they did with the second one, which I think I played a little bit of the second one. It didn't bother me as much as other people. I liked the first one a lot. I played the first one to shit on every platform, even on the Xbox. But if they brought on another one of those again, a third one of the Plants vs. Zombies puzzle franchise, I would definitely probably play that again, especially if I could play it on my Xbox and stuff like that. That was always a fun series. Need for Speed, haven't played any of those since the PS1 era, because all the newer ones weren't so good to me. And plus, you got other great racing games like the Forza series and stuff now. Why do I need to play something like Need for Speed? Let's see here. Let's get out of this stuff. I gotta delete as I go along here so I don't re-go back to stories. So Microsoft introducing Xbox Game Studios. Formerly known as Microsoft Game Studios, they're changing it. People know that Microsoft owns the Xbox, and they know Microsoft is the company behind Microsoft Game Studios. They're like, okay, let's drop the Microsoft name. Let's just make this the Xbox Game Studios. So everything is under its own company, basically. And I wonder if that would be also for, just in case if down the road, maybe Satya Nadella, I can't even say his name, decides to, you know, separate the company from the rest of Microsoft someday. You never know. It could be its own separate company, whatever, down the road. I don't know. I would hate for that to happen, but... yeah, but I guess now Microsoft changed the name from, Microsoft Game Studios to Xbox Game Studios. Basically promising that Xbox is our gaming brand across all devices, no matter how or where you want to play or who you want to play with, which is great because I play my Xbox games on my PC sometimes. You know, I play them on my... You can play them on your PC, you can play them on your Xbox. That's pretty much it for now. Well, if you consider the Switch, the Nintendo Switch, and you can play like Minecraft and you use Xbox Live for that, yes, that's you can do that as well. Xbox Game Studios is made up of 13 distinct game development teams responsible for beloved franchises like Age of Empires, Forza, Gears of War, Halo, and Minecraft. The teams at 343 Industries, The Coalition, which is Gears of War, Compulsion Games, The Initiative, and Exile Entertainment, Minecraft, which is funny to call it Minecraft. It should be not Minecraft. It should be 4J Studios, right? It should be 4J Studios. I don't know why they called it Minecraft. They must have wrote that in wrong. They just called it Minecraft. No, it's 4J Studios, basically. Ninja Theory, Obsidian Entertainment, Playground Games, Rare, Turn 10 Studios, Undead Labs, and our global publishing group are working hard to deliver incredible exclusives, original IPs, and all new chapters from your favorite franchises. 2019 is going to be a great year for Xbox gamers everywhere. Exclusive games including Crackdown 3, which is coming out this week, folks. Cannot wait. Here comes the boom, people. Gears 5, which I am excited for, which is supposed to come out probably this fall, I'm guessing. That looks pretty good. I love my Gears games. And Orin the Will of the Wisp will be available on Xbox Game Pass members the same day as launch worldwide. And for me, I'll be buying most of those games physically because I'm crazy like that. Plus, they're also working on to deliver big content updates for games like Sea of Thieves, Forza Horizon 4, and Minecraft that players are going to love. And I think they're still working on that Minecraft 2.0 or game or whatever where it's going to be a whole new... updated brand new Minecraft experience, which I would hope would be cool. So basically now it's Xbox Game Studios. Doesn't it make it sound better than Microsoft Gaming Studios? Because you think Microsoft Gaming Studios, you're thinking about just PC, you know, mostly PC. And now it's, you know, broader than that. It has been broader than that. And it's good that they changed it to Xbox Gaming Studios because it just makes the whole Xbox brand more than just the console itself. Which, if you all know, the history of Xbox, that was derived from Microsoft's DirectX driver set. You know, they were calling it the Direct Xbox back in the original days of the original Xbox, which I never owned. And never will own. And the DirectX eventually just became called the Xbox. So it was originally called the Direct Xbox because of DirectX. Hence. And now I'm talking about a game that I cannot wait to play on my Direct Xbox 3. Or Direct Xbox 2. Or Direct Xbox 1, I should say. Wow. I'm skipping ahead on future Xboxes. Excuse me. Rewind. Direct Xbox, Direct Xbox One. I cannot wait to play this game. Crackdown 3 supposedly features a roughly 15-hour-long campaign. That's damn good to me. I'm happy with that. So Crackdown 3 was supposed to launch many months ago, but was pushed back to February 15, 2019 to polish up the experience. It was actually pushed back twice. Luckily, the looks like the release date will stick because it's available for digital pre-order now through Xbox Store. And, of course, it's coming out not in less than a week. So, yeah, of course it should be ready. You can buy it for $59.99, which I am. I am paying $60 for. Or you could grab it with Xbox Game Pass for only $9.99 per month, which, yes, I got some people that are doing that as well. I think my friend is doing that. I don't know. Recently, creative director Joseph Staten sat down and to discuss Crackdown 3 when asked how the campaign was designed, which I haven't seen or heard anything from yet. Staten has said the following: "It'll certainly train you how to play the game. It'll get your skills sharp enough to be competitive in multiplayer. It'll also give you fictional context of the world. And the way I look at it these days, the reason you put the campaign in any game is because players are different. Crackdown is a decent menu, bigger than some, not as big as others. If you want to play by yourself or with a friend, if you just want to have a relaxing story experience, great. We have this really cool 15-plus hour campaign. If you're in the mood to bash in some people's teeth, to be super competitive, we have that mode for you as well with the online. You don't need to have, you don't need to actually bash anyone's teeth in, but you know what I mean. That's the reason we have the campaign. We just want to make sure that the millions of people jump in the game and have great fun. And you know what? It's going to be fun because me and my friend Dr. Dre are going to be playing this game day one. I'm going to do my first gameplay on it of Crackdown 3 this end of this week and probably do a definite Crackdown 3 game stream, which I might do with Dr. Dre. And I cannot wait. And it's supposed to be the feel and the look of all that. A lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, this is just more of the original Crackdown, basically. If you like the original Crackdown, you're going to like this Crackdown. I'm like, yeah, I love the original Crackdown. I just played the original Crackdown, which you guys will be seeing today, Monday, as you listen to this podcast when it goes out this Monday. I'll have the original Crackdown that on a Mr. Mike Plays episode of me playing the original Crackdown, which is it was, and it might still be free all the way up to the launch of Crackdown 3. Don't quote me on this, but it's free right now as I'm talking to you guys for Xbox One or Xbox 360 owners. And if you want to get it for free, play the original Crackdown and have some love for the third Crackdown. Which, you notice they never spoken about Crackdown 2 because it wasn't so good for a lot of people. I liked Crackdown 2, but I can understand people's notions of why it wasn't their favorite. I liked it. You know, it played well. It just was in the same city. It was doing, basically, they just added monsters to it. And, yeah, it was kind of boring-ish that way. But I loved it, but they don't talk about it. So it's usually just original Crackdown and now Crackdown 3. And if Crackdown 3 sells very well and it does very well, maybe we'll get some cool DLC for it. But also, they're thinking of having this as a franchise that they could continue to make more Crackdown games down the road, which I would love. Maybe it'll be in a new city, because they are kind of going back to the original city again, but it's going to be bigger, different, you know, there's going to be different aspects to it, but I would hope they like to go in a new area, do different things. We got new characters, like Terry Crews' character and stuff, but I'm interested in it. You know, I cannot wait to play it. I'm a big Crackdown fan. Remember when we were all forced to buy the original Crackdown game for us older people? It was basically because the Halo 3 beta was on it, so if you bought Crackdown 3, you would get the Halo 3 beta, or Crackdown 1, I mean, sorry. If you bought Crackdown, you got the Halo 3 beta on that. Yeah, that's why we bought that. I have that original Crackdown game, and it says it, I think, on the box. Beta for Halo 3 on here. It's an unlock disc for the Halo 3 beta, and that's why we all bought Crackdown. Now we played it, and we're like, holy shit, this game is good. And I played it for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I was playing for a good hour or so on Mr. Mike Plays when you're watching me play it. And even though at first I didn't have any of the enemies on, I was playing, I was just doing stuff, and then I had the enemies on. It's just fun. It's just crazy fun. You got to see it. Got to watch Mr. Mike Plays Crackdown on the Xbox One. So microphone. Microsoft wants to bring Xbox Live cross-platform gaming to Android, iOS, and Nintendo Switch and more. Of course they do, because then people will buy Xbox Live. So at GDC 2019, Microsoft is set to debut a new cross-platform development platform with a goal of bringing Xbox Live support to games on Android, iOS, Nintendo Switch, in addition to PC and Xbox consoles. Microsoft already has a few games with Xbox Live support across mobile devices, most notably via Minecraft, which requires Xbox Live to log in on Android, iOS, and the Switch, which, not bad for me, because I have an Xbox Live subscription everywhere, so it doesn't matter. Until now, Microsoft reserved Xbox Live support on those platforms for its own games, but now Microsoft is aiming to bring Xbox Live cross-platform play to even more titles. Developers will be able to bake cross-platform Xbox Live achievements, which that's a big one right there, Xbox Live achievements, meaning if I'm playing on my PC, even if it's not on that, or if I actually do play an Android phone game or another game on my Switch or something, I could possibly get Xbox Live achievements in games, unlock achievements. Yeah, okay, I could see that. Social systems and multiplayer into games built for mobile devices and Nintendo Switch is part of its division-wide effort to grow Xbox Live's user base. Microsoft's future plans for Xbox Live, and Microsoft also plans to leverage its powerful PlayFab suite of back-end tools as part of the package, aiming to streamline the process for developers building live games across multiple platforms. Xbox Live is one of the largest, most engaging gaming communities on the planet, with decades of experience providing managed game services to developers that save you time and unlock all of the social engagement features that players love. Now, Xbox Live is about to get much bigger. Xbox Live is expanding from 400 million gaming devices and a reach to over 68 million active players to over 2 billion devices with the release of our new cross-platform XDK. To get the first look at the XDK to enable developers to connect players between iOS, Android, and Switch, in addition to Xbox, and any game in the Microsoft Store on Windows PCs. They got a takeaway on this, too. Takeaway is the Xbox Live players are highly engaged and active on Xbox and PC, but now they can take their gaming achievement history, their friends lists, and their clubs, and more with them on almost every screen except PlayStation. This will break down barriers for developers that want their communities to mingle more freely across platforms combined with PlayFab gaming services. This means less work for game developers and more time to focus on making games fun. And you know what? That's great. And then Microsoft will get a piece of that pie when they just sell everybody Xbox Live. Which, you know what? Who cares? Because own an Xbox, people. Get something like that, or get a PC and get some free Xbox games. And eventually, like they said, they're going to do free Xbox games or PC games, maybe, I would think. Because they're thinking of doing the games with gold with PC games, I would think. I don't know. I heard something about that. I don't know. Maybe I talked about it once. I don't know. But that'd be cool. Oh, here we go. What's this? Oh, this is the last one, folks. This is the last news story. Whew. Oh, I was talking like crazy. So, finally, Xbox news. Next Xbox One update adds new achievement features, which means Do Not Disturb mode and more. There you go, folks. So, Microsoft has unveiled details on the next system update scheduled to hit Xbox One consoles. Iterating on changes introduced in Xbox Fall update of last October, members of the Xbox Insider program are now set to receive a wave of new features, starting with those in the Alpha Preview Ring. As detailed in the post on Xbox Wire, Microsoft has announced several new additions on their way to Xbox One, with further cool new features to follow in the weeks ahead. While no major features debut in the first preview build, the update introduces welcome improvements to achievements, game hubs, Xbox Live social features. The biggest changes of the update affect Xbox One's guide with two new widgets that increase information served within the pop-up menu. The first of these, Next Achievements, provides the accessible location to track upcoming achievement unlocks across your game's library. Filtering options are also available for the feature, allowing users to sort upcoming unlocks by the closest rarity, highest value, and more. The second changes brings Xbox Live's game hubs to the guide menu, with condensed mini-game hubs offering quick highlights. Through the widget, players can access upcoming achievements and look for group posts without opening a full-screen application. Extending social elements of Xbox Live, the latest build introduces a Do Not Disturb mode, a long-requested feature which first made a debut in a 360 when enabled. Incoming notifications will be muted while remaining online and notifying other Xbox Live users. This is especially welcome feature for upcoming creators, content creators like me, where I might be online playing an Xbox game and somebody's trying to message me, hey dude, Mr. Mike, friend me or join me on a game or something. And you just don't want that popping up all the time. Not that I care, really, but you just don't want that popping up. And you don't want to go off. You don't want to pretend to be offline either. I do that now as my Do Not Disturb feature, and it's like, eh. Or those simply looking for a quiet night of gaming. That's what it also says. Several other features are also making their arrival with this update, with tweaks to the community tab of the Xbox dashboard and the console power options. So a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff coming to Xbox. You know, it's like I always said, it's never been better time to be a gamer or a second place gamer with Xbox, because they are in second place apparently because of, you know, Sony's in first with their PS4. But it's never been a better time to be an Xbox gamer, you know, with Xbox Live, gaming on your PC, etc., mostly on Xbox, because Microsoft is taking that extra leap. You know, Phil Spencer himself is taking those extra leaps to provide the best of the best value for your Xbox experience. And I have, since my 360 gaming days to now with my Xbox One gaming days, I haven't been any happier than being an Xbox gamer in general. I love playing Xbox games. I have so many of them. I have so many that I'm glad that pretty much Crackdown 3 is going to be my last game that I'm going to purchase and play until the fall. That is my goal. I am not considering getting Mortal Kombat 11, or is it 12? I forgot. Yeah, I think 11. At least not to the fall, because, you know what, I have so many games in my back catalog that are going to be growing, because when Crackdown 3 comes out, I probably won't have Red Dead finished yet. I definitely won't have Kingdom Hearts 3 finished yet. So I want to play those. I want to beat those. And then in Crackdown 3, that's going to be an easy game to go through and just play on and off. Because, you know, I can play with my friend Dr. Dre when he's on. And then get off of it. And then we can play some online. You know, that's going to be a fun on and off game. But with games that I'm focusing on right now, with Red Dead Redemption 2 and, you know, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts 3... those games need all the attention they can get, and then when I eventually beat those games, then I can go on to other games like Assassin's Creed Odyssey that I'm very interested in, and I have, and other games that I got in my collection like Spyro I want to get back to. I want to get to the Crash Bandicoot collection again, and I'll play those. I have so many games. I have so many games unopened and stuff that are just sitting on shelves, and people are like wondering, you're crazy, Mr. Mike, and yes, I am, but I have a big back catalog of games to play. And then you think of it, we're in February, then it's gonna be March, April, May, June, and before you know it, it'll be warm weather and I'll be outside doing outside work and stuff, and I won't be playing as many games because I'll be outside. So trying to get in all the fun games as I can now, and I think that's it. I think we talked a lot. I think I gave you guys a lot of gaming news. I think I talked enough about gaming. I just want to go ahead and get some gaming done. So, everybody, I hope you had a fun time on this episode. Hopefully it sounds better. I've been adjusting throughout shows lately on audio, so I'm not blowing out too much. I noticed I've been hearing myself blowing out sometimes, and I wanted to adjust the audio just right so I could still yell and scream into the microphone, you know, with my overabundant personality and not blow out the microphone, and you can hear me better, even though with my nasally drone right now, because of my super bad sinus allergies. I'm trying to So bear with me. I'm trying to adjust microphone volume settings and this and that. Trying to put out a better product for you guys. Even though this ain't a product because I'm not making money off of it. I'm just doing it for fun. But yeah, I'm doing new techniques and stuff. And this seems better. I'm looking at my levels right now and it hardly gets into the red. Only when I do the really, really big stuff. Otherwise, it's staying in the greenish yellow category of my voltmeter here. That's pretty cool. So everybody, if you guys got any comments for me, questions, whatever, feel free to contact me. You know, I'm always open for a listen or a read, or if you guys want to know something, or if you want to tell me something about your favorite games or whatever, I don't care. Talk to me. I love talking about games and gaming technology and stuff, or if you guys got ideas for me and what you would like me to share or talk about in shows and stuff, gaming-wise or whatever-wise, you know, I'm open to anything. Feel free to email me at corecast2011@gmail.com. That is corecast2011@gmail.com. You could also see that in the show notes, or you could see it on my website at juju2cast.com. That is corecast2011@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @juju2cast. You could also tweet me, DM me, whatever. My Twitter handle is @JUJU2CAST, @JUJU2CAST. And like always, you know, tell your friends, family about me, my website, JUJU2CAST.com, which is the JUJU2CAST network of things like podcasts, videos, which I have released a couple every week, and much more. That is JUJU2CAST.com, the JUJU2CAST network. And also my Xbox Live gamer tag is Demonic. Core 06. That's the MyCore 06 for you guys that want to follow me on Xbox and stuff, or talk to me or whatever. Always good to do that. Love games, love technology, love all this stuff, love doing these shows. These are my little things that I do, don't make any money for. I just do them because I love to. So I am tired. I am out of here. I hope you guys had a great time. I'm Mr. Mike. This has been the Games Attack Audiocast, episode 320. I can't wait till it goes to 420, because then hopefully I'll be smoking some weed while I'm doing that episode. But this has been episode 320, Crackdown Gaming. So everybody, game on. Game hard. World Conquest. I'm pushing this gaming button. This show is now game over.